From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Man, we got a great show for you today. Jeff Garland of Chicago's Second City and HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, he'll be right here. But first, before we get started, a word to fans of the New York Mets. After their historic collapse last week. This is Chicago, we feel your pain. But listen, to be honest, part of the problem is you. You expect things to work out well. You expect people to do what they're paid to do. That's what's setting you up for these heartbreaks. Here's what I suggest. Listen to our show. I promise after just 1 hour, you will no longer expect the best from your fellow human being. And you will find that this attitude is kind of freeing, actually. So let's get started curing America of its ill-founded optimism. Give us a call. The number's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ellen Cheesman-Meyer.
Ellen Cheesman-Meyer?
Yes.
How are you, Ellen Cheesman-Meyer?
I'm doing well, but I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Can I ask you, would it be helpful to you in getting over your nerves if I decided not to make fun of your name, Cheesman?
You know, everyone else does it all day long, so actually it would be sort of disconcerting if you didn't.
All right. Whoa, Cheesman, that's a funny name. Feel better?
A little bit.
Okay, good. Let's get started then. Ellen, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a television personality and the proprietor of the blog, MoRocca180.com, Mr. MoRocca.
Hi.
Hi, Ellen. Cheesman-Meyer.
Next, say hello to the Washington Post's reliable sorceress herself, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
Finally, say hello to a writer, performer, and author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi.
Hi, Ellen.
Ellen, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time? That's the game in which Carl recreates voices from the week's news. He's going to do it three times. If you can guess the real news story two times out of three, you will win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here's your first quote.
This has got to be up there with motherhood and apple pie. This is Tiny Tim. And who is against Tiny Tim?
That was Representative Jim Cooper, Democrat of Tennessee. He was accusing President Bush of being, well, a Scrooge, a hard-hearted man, for vetoing a bill that would have expanded what?
Oh, the State Child Health Insurance Program.
Yes, you know the name of the program, SCHIP. Very well done. One way, yes. One way that President Bush has made his mark as a visionary leader, his unorthodox choice of battlefields. He did it again this week. He decided to show that he was a fiscal conservative after all, and in a town filled with government contractors who use bundles of taxpayer money to insulate their mansions, he decided to go way over there, where little Beaver Cleaver is waiting for a flu shot, and kick his butt. His veto of the SCHIP program, because he's afraid this is true, that it will allow too many children to get free medical care, has made even his allies angry, particularly Republicans who are up for re-election. They will now be forced to run on the platform of their successful record of protecting America from both terrorists and healthy 11-year-olds.
Won't this actually help kids and make their immunity system stronger?
Yeah.
Help a child to heal, and yeah. You heal them for a day.
Right.
Force a child to heal.
And you might lose a few. But
you
I
might
mean.
Lose a few, but the ones that live. It's good for the species.
Yeah.
I'm thinking sure. Maybe it's the Kleenex lobby, because if you have 6 months of runny noses...
The Kleenex lobby have them in their back pocket.
Exactly.
Back to you, Ellen.
Okay.
Here's your next quote.
We are a private company, and there's a key word there. Private.
That was a man named Eric Prince. He is making a very rare public appearance before Congress this week and letting those congressional nitpickers know he wasn't going to give them a lot of information about his company's security activities in Iraq. What's the company?
Blackwater.
Exactly right. It's our new corporate bad boy, of course. You remember Enron? Well, Blackwater is like Enron, but with automatic weapons. guys at Enron listening, they're like, that's what we should have had. This week, Eric Prince is the CEO, the founder of the private security company. He went to Capitol Hill. He was called to defend his employees who've been accused of acting like trigger-happy cowboys in Iraq. That stopped when the International Association of Trigger-Happy Cowboys protested. And at the end of the hearing, this is true, having successfully deflected every question asked of him and made sure his $1 billion in government contracts were safe, according to the Washington Post, Prince looked around slyly, decided he hadn't got enough from the government, and pocketed the Mr. Prince nameplate that had sat beneath his microphone.
Did not.
He did. He really slipped it in his pocket.
Wow.
Went home. To me, it was kind of disappointing for me to see how the congressman and woman failed to press Mr. Prince on any of the significant problems that Blackwater had in Iraq. I mean, is there any way we can hire a bunch of ruthless mercenaries to run the House Oversight Committee? I mean, and go after the little...
Yeah,
little,
they're called lobbyists.
We're kind of already in charge.
All right, Ellen, very good. Here's your last quote. It happens to be from exactly 50 years ago this week.
From what the Soviets say, they have put one small ball in the air.
That was President Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was pish-poshing, something the Soviets did that turned out to be a very big deal after all. What was that one small ball?
Oh, he was talking about Sputnik.
He was, Ellen. Very good. The first artificial satellite was, in fact, just a small metal ball, and the only thing it did up there was to go beep, beep, which is Russian for ha. The Russians, after they launched this, actually mocked us. They said, look, we've put a satellite in space, and all you Americans have to show for your technology is the princess phone. That's true. They mocked our princess phones. And nothing gets American dander up like mocking our princess phones. Carl, do you remember this?
I looked up myself and saw it.
Were you scared? Were you afraid the Russians were coming?
No.
Because that's the kind of guy you are.
At that time, I was in the Army, and I was in Italy, so I was protecting our country then.
Really?
And it didn't bother me.
I wondered why nothing bad happened to our country during that period.
In that two-year period.
It's because Carl was manning
the
wall.
Right there.
Exactly. There you go.
Nothing happened. Yeah. And as soon as I left the Army, look what happened.
I know. There you are. The Pax Castellana came to an end.
That's good. That almost sounds good. Real.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Ellen do in our quiz?
Ellen did well, Peter. Perfectness was the word for it. She had three correct answers, so Ellen, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I'm so excited.
So are we. Ellen, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.